What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
All right, welcome back. Hey, we're about an hour out from the airing of the grievances. That'll start promptly at 5:06 this afternoon. Festivus Friday. It's brought to you by Q39.
Super excited for your airing of the grievances while I head to the uptown.
Do you want to get your grievance out now?
No, I don't have one. I am so excited. I mean, I would love to be here with you guys. You know that. But I am involved
You're such a liar.
No, I am absolutely would love to be here.
But I'll be hanging out with Will Forte.
Except that one of my favorite SNL alums is in town for game night to raise some money for the Steps of Faith Foundation at the Uptown. And we will be down there this evening.
How come I didn't get invited?
I think you were out of town when all of this came up.
I'm not out of town very often, Dana, and so that's a lie.
Maybe.
Were you asked to host the game night with Will Forte while somebody was in the studio, or was it a phone call that may have come in, or a text?
It was a phone call situation.
Okay, so me being in town or out of town would have absolutely nothing to do with it.
I'm just trying to be nice. I don't remember really how it came about. I really don't.
I don't get invited to anything.
Yeah.
It's okay. We can't all do all the things.
Now, to be fair, none of us get invited to anything except for Dana.
That's
or
true.
Or anything.
No, not true. Carrington is at the Kentucky Derby right now.
Paying for it by himself.
Oh, well, I'll tell you this.
It was a bucket list item for
that
him.
100% is a bucket list item. I have never come anywhere near the Kentucky Derby.
Stop. You can't do that. You can't say, well, Carrington got invited to the Kentucky Derby, and then we point out that Carrington paid his own way.
How does one get into the Kentucky Derby?
Is it like you have money.
Is it a lottery?
It is a lottery,
You can't
yeah.
just get a ticket to that. It's got to be a lottery.
You can just buy a ticket to the infield. I actually did some research on this earlier for some stupid reason.
Okay. And jealousy,
so
was it?
You can just go and buy a ticket for the infield and go and partake in the drunk fest and not even really be able to see the race.
Okay.
Like, you can barely see the race from the infield. But if you want to sit in the stands and I'd like some more Grey Poupon for
it's not Grey Poupon, it's mint juleps. And can I just tell you one thing? You don't even have to see the race. I'm gonna ruin it for you right now. A very old white man wins it every single year. He always has silver hair and looks the exact same, I swear to you, every single year.
He's running against the horses?
No, it's just the owner is the same
really
old
fast.
White guy every year.
That is
he's
it,
pretty
it is,
fit. Okay, the horses are the ones that win the race.
You
but
wouldn't
the trainers
know it at
are
the end.
A group of old white men.
Well,
yeah.
Of course. At the what are they going to do? Interview the horse?
I'd like to hear from the 4'3" jockey. Those are my height people.
No, so you enter a lottery, just like the Masters, and if your name gets drawn, you are then given the option of buying a certain tier of package.
Okay.
Whether it is the one-day package, the two-day package, all you can eat, there's all you can drink.
The race is only on one day. Why would you buy a two-day package?
Well, there's a whole bunch of pomp
they're
and circumstance
right
all around it.
Oh, they're racing right now?
Yeah, there's one Kentucky Derby, but it's not like they're just like, okay, that was a good 4.5 seconds. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Well,
no,
it's by the way, it's a minute and a half. By the way, and this is why I refuse to participate in anything Kentucky Derby.
But yet you want to talk about it.
You brought it up.
Well, I'm just saying, for someone who cares very little about it, you're like, and by the way.
And I'm going to tell you why I care very little about it.
Okay.
Because they said today, I was watching MSNBC earlier this morning, and they were interviewing Mike Tirico from NBC Sports, who's going to call the Kentucky Derby tomorrow. And coverage starts at 2:30, which is going to be 1:30 here.
Okay.
And coverage may start at 1:30 Kansas City time. The race won't even come close to starting until like 4 or 4:30.
There's a lot of very rich white people that need to be seen. There's
like a Super Bowl for horse racing.
Yeah, but with the Super Bowl, at least the game lasts 3 hours and it's exciting. The Kentucky Derby literally lasts 1:30.
Mm-hmm. Talk to any parent of a swimmer.
I know. It's hurry up and wait. I get it. It is so...
You don't like putting on the hat and dressing up goofy and going and having...
How long have we known each other?
I know it's not your thing. Hey. I like putting on the hat.
No.
I'm a proprietor of hats.
I'm going to ask you a question. I'm going to ask you two questions.
Okay.
How long have we known each other?
Like 30 years or more. Okay. Yeah.
How many times have you seen me with a hat on?
Ball cap excluded if you're coaching soccer kind of thing.
I don't wear hats when I coach soccer.
I know. That's why you have all those things frozen off your face.
It's called skin cancer.
Very rare. Very rare.
You see me in a hat one time, and it was when you threw out the first pitch of the Royals game, and they gave me a hat to wear out to catch the ball. And the only thing I said to you was, what? Do you remember? Mm. Does this hat make my face look fat?
That is true. You were very worried about that.
You're such a weirdo.
Because I wear a size 8 hat. That is the largest size you can get for a hat because my head is so big.
Not to correct you, I do apologize. We've seen you in a hat twice. For the first pickleball tournament, you had a Pittsburgh hat on.
Did I really?
You did.
Huh.
Not pickleball.
I think it's fun to put the hat on. And
oh, that's because we were playing outside.
I'm going to be honest. It crept up on me this year. I didn't even know it was this Saturday until I started seeing it. I was like, oh, is that coming up?
And Scott, your whole hatred of the Kentucky Derby is very ropo of you. As you drive west down Shawnee Mission Parkway today,
you'll start seeing hats
to Western Shawnee.
In fact,
you
guys
will start to smell mint juleps.
I'll tell you this: I know you're going to laugh, Scott. One of the best parties I ever went to was a Kentucky Derby party, and all you do is show up and eat hoity-toity little sandwiches, and you would have a cream soda or something, and I would have some wine, and everyone dresses up like idiots and puts these gigantic hats on, and my favorite photo of my father and myself of all time. If you told me you have to pick one photo, it's not my wedding day. It's not when I'm a child. There is a photo, and that man is wearing the most ridiculous, gigantic woman's Kentucky Derby hat, and I am laughing so hard I am peeing my pants.
Okay.
It's a fun party. I don't even watch the race. It's like, okay, there they go. You can bet on the horses, I guess.
It is fun to bet on.
Apparently there's a horse that is, I don't know if it's projected to win, but certainly projected to do well, called Journalism.
Yes.
Capital J.
3-1 odds.
Okay.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's biased.
Journalism has won, I think, 4 races leading up to this.
Huh.
So,
yay,
Journalism.
How many photos of yourself do you have in the act of peeing your pants?
Quite a few.
Okay.
The worst performing post out of all the horses that have ever started at this post is 17. Whatever you do, don't bet on stall 17. That is the worst performing post in the history of the Kentucky Derby winners.
Is it the farthest one out?
I don't know. I don't know how many posts there are. I think there's 20. 17 is the only post that comes back at 0%.
Hmm.
The highest percentage posts are 20, the last one.
Wow.
And 5. That's interesting.
What is the average weight of a jockey at the Kentucky Derby?
105 pounds?
120, 125
lower.
Pounds probably? Around
lower.
There. Could be lower.
Like Amy Anderson-ish.
113. For male jockeys, 107 for female.
I've never seen a female jockey. Not saying that women can't be jockeys. That's not what I'm saying. I'm simply saying I've never seen one.
How fast do they go?
By the way, you are not allowed to race as a jockey if you are over 126 pounds.
Really? Because it's bad for the horse's back?
What it says here. Said how fast do they go?
Yeah. How fast do the winners usually go?
I don't think I could ever be a jockey.
No.
No, that ship has sailed for me too. At age 13. At age 13, that ship sailed for me.
Can I have two horses? 37 miles per hour.
37?
Yeah.
Damn.
Put a chariot behind it.
Top speed of 44, but the average is 37.
Okay.
Greg Popovich has stepped down as coach of the San Antonio Spurs. Longest active coach in the NBA, by the way. He suffered a stroke in November. He hasn't coached a game since October 31st. He is going to transition to president of basketball operations. He has 1,422 regular season wins. That is the most in league history. And five NBA championships. That mark is tied for third all-time behind Phil Jackson with 11, Red Auerbach with 9. He was inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame in 2023.
When we get back, there is a minor update to the woman suing her neighbor over the basketball hoop in St. Louis, Minnesota. We'll give you that update when Dana and Parks returns.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Can we talk about what happened at PNC Park yesterday? There's a couple of updates, and I really want to just have a little bit of a conversation about it.
Story here from ABC News. The baseball fan critically injured in a 21-foot fall at PNC Park in Pittsburgh has been identified as Kaven Markwood. He fell from the bleachers onto the field during the seventh inning of the Pirates-Cubs game on Wednesday night. Game briefly halted as emergency crews responded, of course. It is being treated as an accident. As of yesterday, Mark Wood remained in critical condition. He, young man, previously attended Walsh University in Ohio and then transferred to Wheeling University in West Virginia, where he was a member of the football team in 2023.
So I read he was attending the game with his girlfriend and a buddy. So the three of them are seated in the front row in the outfield on that wall, in the very first row. You guys, this is going to be, it will end up being just the most freak accident of all accidents.
So there's an RBI double that is hit. He's actually seated at the time of the hit.
Everyone is. And then when the hit happens, they all jump. Everybody does. If you look around him, Scott, it was a two-run RBI is what I think it was.
It was an RBI double.
So everyone jumps up like, woo! When he jumps up, he, you know, because they're in that first position, first seat, and then directly below is the outfield. His body, when he jumps up, just hits the rail. Like, the only way I can describe it is, you know, you watch women's gymnastics on the uneven parallel bars. When those girls, that bar comes to their waist, the momentum then flings them forward in gymnastics. Right. And then they, you know, flip around and catch the bar behind them. He just hits that bar as he's jumping up in excitement at the exact wrong place at the exact wrong time. And it spins him forward and launches him out.
And if he's already a taller guy,
yes,
you could fall over it without even jumping. And then you add the jump in there and you obviously are off balance. You're in the air. You have to be incredibly strong to be able to stop that momentum from throwing you over. And as you see in the video, he grabs onto the bar.
He does grab onto the bar.
He realizes what is happening, tries to stop it from happening. That sends him into a bit of a forward spin. And that's how he ended up landing on his head.
Listen to this. Per the PNC Park architect of record, the railings above what they call the Clemente Wall, which is what he fell off of, the railings above measure 36 inches, exceeding the code requirements of 26 inches. But remember, you guys, they're seated. So they're seated. So the railing, the bar, would be on top of the little, you know, divider between the fan and the outfield.
Mm-hmm.
And so 36 inches is
3 feet.
Scott and I were talking about this. Did you see us in here during the break? I was like, where is this?
What you were doing?
Yeah, it comes up to about my chest. But if you're a very tall man and you jump up and hit that bar at the exact wrong spot, I mean, it's just, they're going to look at safety measures. Is there anything else that could be done?
I don't think so.
I think this is just a one in a billion freak accident.
3 feet would be below my waist. So if I were to be leaning forward with that railing there, I wouldn't even have to jump to fall over it. It's actually a pretty regular thought of mine when I'm in the upper deck of like Arrowhead or T-Mobile Center or even Kauffman. If I fall, I'm going all the way down.
Well, and quite frankly, Sam, with your height and weight, not that you're fat, you're very fit, but you're a tall guy, so you weigh more than other people. If you were to fall at either one of those venues, there's a very good chance that whoever you land on is going to be dead, probably from a broken neck, because you're going to land on somebody's head.
Right. 250 pounds coming in high.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to break somebody's neck or their back. But I don't know what else you can do. I mean, what do you make the railing 5 feet tall?
Well, you know, anyone who's been even to a Chiefs game or a Royals game, that railing isn't when you're seated.
It's fine.
You don't want that railing to obstruct your view.
So what they do at Knuckleheads, we were there recently for a concert, Dana. I was in the upper deck for a little bit before it started raining, and they just have a very tall railing. So it probably went like right below my chest plate.
Yeah.
It was, 4 feet tall, 5 feet tall. There's no way anybody's falling over it. And then there's just a massive gap before you get to the support portion so that you can see the concert unobstructed. But it's just a really tall railing so that nobody falls over.
Preparations for the papal conclave next Wednesday are ramping up at the Vatican as workers begin to install the ceremonial chimney on the roof of the Sistine Chapel. White smoke from the chimney signals to the world that we have the 267th Pope. Says Cardinal Gregorio Chavez of El Salvador, the conclave will be short, adding that he is looking forward to Francis II. Says Cardinal Chavez, I think there is a consensus. The vision is very clear what kind of pope we need in the church and for the world. That is why I think the conclave will be very short, 2 or 3 days. Chavez, who is 82, is not eligible to vote because he's too old.
So how does he know?
Because he's got friends.
Because there's all this backdoor, like...
jockeying.
It's not an action flick. There's no explosions. There's no gunfights.
Are you going to tell me about this Conclave series on TV?
It's a fantastic movie.
Everyone's watching it. Is it a movie?
It is a movie.
Okay.
I happen to be Catholic, so maybe I'm biased, but I thought it was a fantastic film.
What's-his-face is in it?
That guy.
Why do I always forget his name?
He's got the eyes and the face.
So
he's got a nose.
Is it about the back door,
It's about the drama of
dealings.
The guy who plays Hannibal Lecter.
Sir Anthony Hopkins?
Anthony Hopkins, thank you.
Oh, okay.
But it's an inside look on what goes on inside the conclave, which is typically obviously closed off to the public.
Has it ever gone to fisticuffs?
I would bet it has.
Yeah, it gets pretty contentious in there.
Oh, wow.
I would bet it has.
Because they will vote over and over and over again until they get to the, I believe it's 2/3.
It is 2/3, that is correct.
And so they will create alliances.
Wow.
We like this guy. We like that guy.
Little factions.
Oh, yeah. And they will, go over to the alliance that supports Cardinal so-and-so and say, hey, we would really love your support to come over to Cardinal Jim. And, the people who support Cardinal Bob hear that the Cardinal Jim folks are recruiting new votes and they get all mad. It's pretty wild. It's actually a pretty good representation.
There's never been a black pope. And I was reading a story this morning on one of the major networks' websites, I can't remember which one it was, where African Catholics are saying now is the time for the first black pope. But the prevailing thought is this next pope is going to come from Italy.
By the way, the guy that you just mentioned is not in the movie.
I thought Anthony Hopkins was in it.
I didn't think so either.
The lead character is a guy named Ralph
Fiennes.
That one. I wasn't sure how to say it either.
It's Ralph Fiennes.
It's Rafe Fiennes, not Ralph.
Well, there's an L.
No, it's Rafe Fiennes.
I don't believe that's accurate.
I bet this entire package of Planters peanuts that it's Rafe Fiennes.
Well, how do you say peanuts?
I just said Fiennes. You said Fiennes.
No, Rafe, she's saying it's not Ralph.
All right, well, Rafe, but that you said it was Rafe Fiennes, and Fiennes. I said it's Fiennes.
It's Fiennes, but it's Rafe, not Ralph.
I hate to break it to you, Scott. It's Rafe Fiennes.
I know it's Rafe.
Fiennes. F-A-I-N-Z.
I thought it was.
That's not how you spell it. That's the phonetic spelling.
But it's spelled F-I-E-N-N-E-S.
That's correct.
One of the greatest actors of our time.
But it's Rafe Fiennes.
Mm-hmm. Shut up. Be quiet.
Great movie. Watch it.
Okay.
The FAA is now offering $10,000 bonuses if you're willing to be an air traffic controller. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy announcing this week the next step of the administration's efforts to supercharge hiring and retention of air traffic controllers amid a national shortage. It includes a limited time offer of $5,000 each for new hires. Another $10,000 per person will be offered to new controllers assigned to one of the 13, quote, harder to staff air traffic facilities in places like West Texas and Alaska. In other words, places nobody wants to live. The agency said new hires and graduates are two different pools of potential controllers, so the maximum possible incentive payout would be $15,000.
We need good ones.
And apparently we need them in West Texas and in Alaska.
We need them everywhere.
913-586-7798. Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. It's brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com.
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with Family Carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply. For three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Just a little update to the bouncy, bouncy basketball story that we brought you the other day. One of the most ridiculous lawsuits I've ever heard, where a woman is suing her neighbor over a basketball hoop in the driveway. And I showed you the photo, Scott. You know, the driveway where the hoop stands, it looks like there's like a 9-year-old and an 11-year-old playing basketball there. The driveway is about 20 feet from the side of the next home. This is obviously somewhere in suburbia, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that side of the house is the closest to the goal. So it turns out in the summer of 2024, the woman suing, Julia Ramos, reported that the hoop on her neighbor's property was too close to her property line. This is how it started. So the city comes out, looks at the basketball hoop and says, yeah, you know, when we look at city code, it's actually supposed to be 6 more feet that way. So the family says, all right, we'll move it. They remove the in-ground basketball hoop, move it 6 feet further toward their house to shut the woman up next door. She is now suing again for, you know, the emotional distress. And no. The kids have darted into my yard. And now, you know, I don't have any peace where I live. Here's what we did not mention the other day. The woman suing again over the basketball hoop in her neighbor's yard has only lived in the neighborhood a year. She just moved in. So she bought her property full. This is like people who buy homes on golf courses and then gripe that there's balls in their yard. She brought her family to this property, full well knowing there was a basketball goal right there, and is now suing the family that has the goal with the two little kids that play there. They've lived there forever.
Well, she's not suing because it's a nuisance. She's suing because she got the property line surveyed and found that it's on her property.
They still moved it. She's still suing.
Oh.
Sam, they moved it. And then quoting here from the mom of the two boys that play basketball, she says, this has been so stressful. I still honestly cannot wrap my brain around it.
Huh. Well, some people, it's been my experience in life, are never happy unless they're unhappy, unless they're complaining about something and getting into somebody else's business. And this woman seems to be one of those people that can only be happy if she's making other people unhappy.
She has also filed a motion for a temporary injunction this week, Scott, which, if approved, would prevent the children from using the basketball court in their own driveway due to the possibility of a ball falling onto the woman's property, according to court records.
I stand by my previous statement.
Oh, I would tell my kids to go right in front of that lady's house and you dribble that ball in the street
all you want, baby,
day long.
Mm-hmm.
What are the quiet hours? 10 p.m. You better still be dribbling at
9:59:58. This is a lawsuit where she said the children were darting onto her lawn.
Yeah, because they're scared of you, lady.
Unbelievable. That family was there first.
Well, but to Sam's point, originally the goal was technically on her property.
Yeah, so they moved it.
You're right, they moved it. And let's just move on, sweet cheeks.
Nope.
Story here from the New York Post. They've got 99 problems and rent is one. Nearly one in four Americans, 25%. Say they are stuck in a relationship they cannot afford to leave. according to a new national survey.
Yeah.
Turns out, love is not what is keeping some couples together. It is the shared bills. The poll of more than 1,000 people found that 24% of respondents admitted they would like to break up with their current partner, but they can't because they can't afford to break up with them. Rising rent, sky-high grocery bills, inflation have made coupling up more of a financial strategy than a romantic one. Quoting here from Alex Bean, financial literacy instructor at the University of Tennessee, while no one likes the idea of having to stay with a partner for financial reasons, for some, this may be the only way to financially keep their head above the water. Whether it's sharing the rent, utility bills, groceries, or other expenses, couples are increasingly having to lean on each other financially to manage the cost of living. It is a trend that is especially brutal in high-cost cities like New York, where data analyzed by a finance app, Fritch, earlier this year indicated that Manhattan couples can save $50,000 per year by staying together instead of splitting up.
I mean, the average rent in Kansas City, now that takes into account all of the hyper-expensive apartments, but the average rent in Kansas City is $1,595.
Is that the average, $1,595?
The median salaried employee cannot afford that, nor even qualify.
The city of Chicago and former Empire actor Jussie Smollett have reached a settlement 6 years after the city sued the TV star. The city sued Smollett in April of 2019, 3 months after he claimed he was the victim of a racist and homophobic attack in Chicago's Streeterville neighborhood. However, police and city officials later said he orchestrated the hoax hate crime against himself. What did they settle for? Details were not disclosed.
Wait. You mean the city is settling?
I think he has reached a settlement.
Yes. Don't tell me he's suing the city.
He did file. So the city's lawsuit accused him of submitting a false police report.
It's $130,000.
In expenses spent on the police investigation. Yes. However, Smollett had filed a countersuit denying that he orchestrated the fake attack and denied making a false police report, even though he was originally convicted, I believe, yes, on 5 of 6 counts. He was sentenced to 150 days in jail and 30 months probation.
Don't you remember the two goofy brothers in this case?
The Osandero brothers.
Yes, who said that...
They were actors of his friends that were actors that had worked with him on multiple sets.
That said Smollett wrote them a check to pretend to beat him up, douse him in bleach, and wrap a noose around his neck.
He claimed that it was for personal training services.
God, what a bizarre tale that was.
Do you remember who first called out the BS meter on this case?
Day one,
I said, there's something about this story that doesn't smell right.
He has never admitted that he orchestrated the fake attack.
No, he has not, even though he was convicted of 5 of 6 counts. 7 people sadly have been killed in a fiery collision between a tour van and a pickup truck near Yellowstone National Park. The cause of the crash, which happened last night, 16 miles outside of the park, remains under investigation. Both vehicles caught fire. 6 of the 14 tourists in the van died, as well as the driver of the Dodge Ram pickup. Another 8 people were injured and then taken to the hospital. Cats really do have 9 lives. A cat that fell alongside a couple into a 380-foot-high canyon survived. The couple did not.
No!
The feline was found in a black soft-sided carrier that was dirty and torn but seemed to have weathered the fall fairly well. Staff estimated that the cat is about 12 years old. It was found next to 2 people, a couple that local authorities said died after falling from a popular tourist spot.
Wait.
Bryce Canyon National Park.
God bless
him,
but wait. Why was the cat with the couple on a hike? Do you have a cat?
Do you want to go back to the fur baby conversation?
No. We're not, no. cats don't hike. I have cats.
It was in a carrier.
Yeah.
Okay, but
Didn't you buy one of those backpacks that you can carry your cat around in?
Yes, she did, Sam.
As a joke. Do you know how many times I carried a cat around in that thing?
Zero.
Once.
Oh, really?
To take a picture.
To take a picture of it.
People buy those things for real.
Well, yeah, like if you wanted to run a block down and grab coffee, maybe, still a little weird because my cats hated that thing, but not to go hiking.
I also know people, I don't know them personally, I know of people that take cats on walks with a leash.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you said take cats on a walk.
How
with
they,
a leash.
Wait a minute. How they fell was unknown, but they had crossed over safety railings, according to authorities.
Fell 380 feet. They did not make it. The cat survived.
Tried to get closer to the edge to look down, I'm assuming.
Oh, my gosh.
The cat's new name is now Mirage.
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 Oh, okay.
Very uplifting story. Thank you.
Yeah. I mean.
Actually, when I put it in the stack, I thought it was an incredible story about the cat surviving. I did not realize that
the family missed the headline
died
there, Sam.
Alongside them.
How'd you miss that, Sam?
Didn't read
it's
it.
Right there in the headline.
Did not read
no,
it.
Sam, let me read you the headline of the story you printed. Cat survives 380-foot fall.
That's what I read.
That kills couple.
Did not read that one.
You couldn't go three more words in. Well, you're running out of time.
It's moving quick.
Cat survives 380-foot fall that kills couple. We have Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock news. She is Dana Wright. He is Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott Parks here on KMBZ. Mississippi's longest-serving death row inmate is set to be executed on June 25th, according to the state Supreme Court. Richard Jordan, who is 78 years old, has been on death row since 1976. Almost 50 years for kidnapping and killing a woman. He's had has filed multiple death sentence appeals, the most recent of which was denied in October of last year. The Mississippi ruling comes on the same day that Army combat veteran Jeffrey Hutchinson was executed in Florida. That happened last night about 8 o'clock. The order did not specify the manner in which Jordan will be executed. Mississippi law allows death sentences to be carried out by either lethal injection, nitrogen gas, electrocution, or firing squad.
I thought we backed away from the nitrogen gas after it didn't go so well the first time. But I guess it's state
still
by
on the,
state.
Yeah, it's still in the books in Mississippi.
You guys remember Kelsey Crunch?
Yeah, my mom was obsessed.
A new national superstar who is getting her very own cereal at Hy-Vee. Caitlin Clark. Clark
good.
And Hy-Vee teamed up to create Caitlin's Crunch, the limited-time cereal available across the Midwest. 100% of the sales go to the Caitlin Clark Foundation.
Good.
What, and what does that help? Do we know?
Youth and their communities.
Good.
Education, nutrition, sports.
Okay.
I will buy Caitlin Crunch, as my mother bought 96 boxes of
Kelsey's
Crunch.
Do they still sell that? I was in Hy-Vee the other day, and I saw some Kelsey Crunch.
Really?
Yes.
I thought it was supposed to be limited time.
I saw it.
Huh.
Parents of a four-year-old girl in Alabama say their daughter spent 2 days in the ICU after she was picked up from school with a blood alcohol content of 0.29. The girl's mom, Mary Singleton, said when she picked her daughter up from school on Monday, the girl's body was limp. The Singleton said the school called them about their daughter's condition 2 minutes before classes were dismissed. Mom Mary described seeing her daughter as limp and nearly unresponsive. She, quoting here from mom, she was slobbering at the mouth. She was heavy, and the teacher handed her to me saying we probably needed to take her to the ER.
What? How does that happen? There's got to be a moment, Scott. I read this story where obviously alcohol is consumed, but you catch it before it's 0.2 lethal.
It is unclear how the child ingested the ethanol, which is also known as ethyl alcohol, or where she got it.
Could that be hand sanitizer?
It could be. Ethanol is found in a variety of products like skincare products, hand sanitizers, food packaging systems, perfume, and other products. Experts say ethanol is one of the oldest and most versatile solvents. She was released from the hospital Wednesday afternoon.
But if you've consumed enough hand sanitizer to have a BAC of 0.29 or whatever it was, wouldn't you have a reversal at some point? Your body would reject it?
Yeah, to me, Sam, you wouldn't be able to consume that much. Yeah. Because the second a child puts something like that in their mouth, you know, evolution makes us go, you know, you wouldn't continue consuming it till it got to that point.
I'm telling you.
She
was 4 years old. Years ago, I've told you guys this story before. When I was in college, I was a overnight stocker at Food for Less in Leavenworth, which was right across the street and a couple of feet from the VA. Yeah. And it was not common, but it was not unheard of to see somebody leave the VA, come over to Food for Less. Yes. And even though we had a beer aisle.
Yes, an alcoholic that's an adult, not a four-year-old.
But you were talking about your body, you know, just whether you're four or whether you're 104. Your body saying, okay, this is not okay. They would drink the Listerine in the toothpaste aisle. And I found several people over that summer passed out in the toothpaste aisle at Food for Less in Leavenworth. Oh. Drunk as skunks on Listerine.
My God.
We had a beer aisle.
Wasn't a situation where they, you know, had a mom that brought in Jello shots, Texas.
No. Because this is coming back differently. It didn't say, like, we think she found some vodka.
Booze, yeah.
It's saying ethanol.
Yeah. She ingested ethanol, which is found in hand sanitizers, among other things. All right, here's, Mountain. Thank you, Sam. Dana's got to run. She's going to go hang out with Will Forte. Some game night at the Uptown. Have fun.
I will post a link where you all can donate. And I hope that you will.
You only have one fake eyelash on.
Well, I didn't have time to put them both on, Scott. I will try to get to the other one.
If you blink really fast, you'll spin around.
and cool the room down a little bit.
Really?
Ooh, it's breezy in here. Very breezy. Have fun. Okay. You look so weird. Festivus Friday is coming up next. Get in early. 913-586-7798. 586-7798. All the lines are open right now. Festivus is next.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.